Manifest Gallery functions as both gallery and a venue for studio education for artists at all levels. Manifest reopened on May the 12th and is retooling its exhibition plans as well as its class offerings. Jason Franz, the executive director, virtually joins me. And thanks for being here, Jason.
It's a pleasure to be back on the show.
Now, in spite of the pandemic, Manifest continued to be a vital presence without even being open. Tell us about that.
Well, it was quite a shock that we had to adjust as we did, partially because of Manifest's makeup of being four quadrants: the gallery, the drawing center, the artist residency, and our publications. That gives us a little bit of, I guess, rigidity or maybe flexibility, if you will, in terms of how we deal with artists and the public. Not everything has to be in person. Obviously, it was a pretty big shock to have to close the gallery, but we took that opportunity to create virtual tours and became more active on social media, sharing images and insights about each work that was on view. For the Drawing Center, pretty instantly, we created or transitioned three programs into online learning, which had not been something we'd done before. And they were the sort of the backbone of the Drawing Center programming up through the current time. And then, our books continued to roll along as usual because they are not in-person experiences. And our artists in residence and our scholar in residence continued to be active. So in a nutshell, that's kind of the overview of what happened.
Well, you've offered a really breathtaking array of coming exhibitions as well as educational opportunities and so much more. You've extended the deadlines and managed to reduce entrance fees for the artists as well. So how are you doing all this while being in compliance with Ohio's guidelines, especially for the gallery?
Obviously, as you know, the exhibitions were closed to the public and only virtual for a good part of March and April and into May. We extended deadlines for the artists and then had to accept the fact that many artists may not be able to actually get their art to Manifest because of limitations in their location or their own impacts by the pandemic. So we've promised to then share their work virtually, although we want to make it very clear that we are not an online gallery, as there are many of those out there. We really believe in the in-person experience. And for the most part, most artists have been able to ship their work to us with only a few holdouts. And that's allowed us to actually reconfigure the exhibition layout and maintain actually very good exhibits. For example, one of the shows that just closed was Wood. And it was a one gallery show made up of artwork that was about or made of wood. And to be honest, even though we were missing two of the pieces in the show, it was probably one of our best exhibitions we've ever created in 16 years. It felt like a museum show. And it's a credit to Katie Baker, our exhibition coordinator, who installed it all by herself, and the artists for bending over backwards to get us their work. It was quite a beautiful exhibition alongside the others that were on view at the same time.
Well, tell us a little more about some of the exhibitions that are coming up, because as I said, it's quite an impressive array of exhibitions and programs coming up.
Yes, 16th Annual Rites of Passage, which is our annual undergraduate student exhibition, will be on view. 16th Annual Magnitude 7, a very popular small work show, will be on view. And then our two artists in residence will be having their solo shows, which is kind of like their capstone of their year with us. And that's Nate Gefke and Ron Priggett showing both paintings and drawings.
And what about the Drawing Center? How is that readjusting and retooling?
Well, actually, when the pandemic hit, we immediately reduced attendance and tried to create social distancing. And then that lasted for only a couple of weeks when we obviously had to shut down completely. At that time, we shifted three programs to online learning, actually four. Private lessons were transitioned to online teaching for youth. Drawing Essentials, taught by Sam Herring, transitioned to an online process that's email and video recorded processes to continue teaching. And Drawing as Mindfulness, which is our popular program that runs weekly on Monday evenings, which is actually geared towards people specifically who are not artists, but who are interested in the creative process, but it's open to artists as well, of course. That transitioned to an online Zoom-based format quite successfully. And then we created a fourth program called Mini Lyceum, which is actually my daughter Alexandra's program, her brainchild. And it's where she basically does a two-hour demo once a week, ideally geared towards younger kids and early teens. And it's not so much of a lesson as it is a demonstration of her drawing and painting process, which has actually reached the kids in Indiana and as far away as Michigan, as well as locals. Coming up We are going to be reopening June 1st. We're going to start our in-person private lessons with social distancing and sanitizing and whatnot. And we're going to use June as a kind of a transition period where we continue those online offerings I just mentioned. And then starting in July, we're going to reopen our very popular, our flagship life drawing sessions, which we're going to increase in numbers so that we can decrease the density because we have a new space. We had just moved into our space in January, right before the pandemic hit. And so right before we got ramped up for our celebration of our new home, we had to shut down.
And where is your new home located?
It's 656 East McMillan Street in Walnut Hills, relocated from Madisonville. So we have a larger space. We spent, you know, a good amount of time, over a month and a half. We're still doing it, of fixing it up and making it very special, inspiring environment for people to be in.
Well, the fact that you're located in East Walnut Hills, it's a neighborhood that's undergoing transformation. At least it was before the pandemic hit. Are you working with the neighborhood at all to support the community groups and encourage the artists in the neighborhood?
In terms of the Walnut Hills impact, we have yet to really make a connection there, although we share the building with the Walnut Hills Redevelopment Foundation. But even they've been kind of shut down all of this time. We've really been active. And we are so focused on surviving and actually making our programming viable that it's hard for us to branch out and get too involved in tangents. But we, in terms of social media and our acknowledgement of our neighbors and fellow institutions and businesses, and even the restaurants like the Pickled Pig and the new coffee shop next door, The Fix, we're very supportive of them. And we really try to encourage a collective or a holistic environment. And we're very happy to be in such proximity to places like that, which we kind of lacked in Madisonville, where we were for 9 years. So we are actually looking forward to a more robust relationship with our immediate community in Walnut Hills. So obviously at East Walnut Hills, we've played a major role in the development of Woodburn Avenue and the business district there. Walk on Woodburn was built around the gallery's opening programming. And we've been involved in council, the assembly for East Walnut Hills and various committees for that community. So I'm sure that we'll do similar things in Walnut Hills. But we're really excited about with our move to Walnut Hills is the fact that the Drawing Center is literally a mile's distant from the gallery. So in theory, the walkable corridor that I know that both communities have envisioned up Woodburn Avenue and then up East McMillan Street is something that we can kind of help galvanize or catalyze because we now have a position on either end of that corridor. And we're looking forward to that maybe happening over the coming years.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me, and I wish you and all the people at Manifest good luck in the coming months as we all try to readjust to our world as it is turning into. My guest has been Jason Franz, the Executive Director of Manifest Gallery in East Walnut Hills. You can learn more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.